Earth and Sky.
How climate change will be felt by you and impact your neighbors is probably going to be through extreme weather and climate events.
You're listening to Thomas Carl, director of NOAA's National Climatic Data Center, the world's largest active archive of weather data. And this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Carl is also interim director of the new NOAA Climate Service. Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar spoke with him about how weather extremes in the U.S., such as floods and droughts, are being spurred on by climate change.
What's important for people to know about extreme weather events from climate change caused by humans, which you've referred to as the human fingerprint on extreme weather?
I think the most important thing for the general public to understand is that extreme events are a manifestation of global climate change and probably one of the more significant aspects of global climate change. The kinds of extreme events I'm talking about: heat waves, droughts, flooding events due to heavy precipitation events, major winter storms with strong winds and crashing waves on the coasts, hurricanes and typhoons. Those are the kinds of extremes that really make a difference. In addition to kind of the unique things that North America experiences more than any other continent, that is the frequency of tornadoes.
You talked about earlier about what has been observed and what is projected. Tell us a little bit about that. I imagine that people right now, we're kind of in a gray area. We're not really sure if what's happening here. It really has anything to do with what we humans are doing by burning fossil fuels.
The doubt, I think, has to do more with the fact that it's very hard to discern changes in extremes at the point we are now and the impact of humans on the climate system. You certainly can discern it when you look at the statistics. You can see the nights are becoming warmer. Droughts in parts of our country are becoming more extreme. We're seeing an increase in the intensity of hurricanes, which people may feel, but you know, again, you probably only experience one hurricane in your lifetime, so it's very hard to have a judgment on that from personal experience. But what the evidence suggests, as time continues, these events will continue to be more severe, stronger, and occur with greater frequency, so that it may not be you, but it may be your child or your child's child that really goes back and says, what were you guys thinking back in the early part of this century when you were ignoring the signs that things were beginning to change and humans were, in fact, having an influence? Again, all the scientific evidence that we have today, produced from all the government reports, all the professional scientific societies, all the academy reports, Academy of Sciences reports, all point to humans having an effect on climate today and will have an increasing effect unless we change the amount of greenhouse gases going into the atmosphere. And many of these changes in terms of extremes will be detrimental to both our health and ecosystems and the survivability of the sustaining characteristics of our economy.
You spoke of the increase in what you call billion-dollar disasters from human-caused global warming. Tell us more about that evidence for that.
Well, we actually calculate a climate extremes index, which takes into account six different factors, and it integrates them, and we calculate it and make it available. It's been calculated back into the previous century. So we've got data going back to, in some instances, to early part of the 20th century. This index looks at extremes of temperature, hot extremes, cold extremes, extremes of precipitation, wet extremes, and droughts. It looks at extremes of one day, very local heavy precipitation events, like you might have a flash flood that could affect your basement if you've got a basement in your home. It looks at the number of consecutive dry days, so a stretch of very dry weather, short-term droughts. It looks at hurricanes in terms of their frequency and intensity. If you take a look at all those factors and integrate them together, we see very clear signal of an increase in the number of extremes. Now, at the same time, we're seeing an increase in the economic damage done to billion-dollar weather and climate events. These are events that cost our nation $1 billion or more, and we look at the frequency of the number and the amount of damage over the last 20 years, and we have got records, and those numbers are going up. So if you put those two together, you see both are going up, and some have argued that, well, perhaps the numbers are going up because we have more things to get damaged. That may be true, but in addition, we are seeing the extremes going up. So we probably have more things that get damaged, that could be damaged. In addition, we've got a greater frequency of extreme weather and climate events.
What's the most important thing that you want people today to know about extreme weather and the human footprint on that?
I think the most important thing to understand is that how climate change will be felt by you and impact your neighbors is probably going to be through extreme weather and climate events. And they may sneak up on us, maybe fine for many years, and all of a sudden, one particular season, one particular year, the extremes are far worse than we've ever seen before. And unless we're prepared to adapt or begin to try and mitigate the amount of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, we're likely to be put in a situation we won't be looking forward to.
You've been listening to Thomas Carl of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.